This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, agriculture is very land intensive. We need space to be able to produce what we need to feed the world. Whether it's row crops, small grains, hog barns, or cattle pastures, all of them take up space. And that means that competition is arising for farmland across the country. We have seen the top price paid for an acre of land shattered a few times in the past few years. The last record was set around $34,000 per acre just a few weeks ago in Missouri, and it doesn't stop there. Rental rates are also climbing as renters are trying to outbid each other to run someone else's land. So what does that mean going forward, especially in the cattle industry? We find out next.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
High prices aren't affecting just regular farmland, they're also affecting rangelands and pasture. The cattle market has exploded over the past year or more, and the high prices have producers trying to find all the space they can to graze and raise cattle. Luckily, you don't need prime farm ground to do it, but it's still going to cost you some big bucks in the near future. Tony Toso is president of the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, and he talks about what he sees coming very soon.
If you kind of compare it to back in 2014 when we had the really high prices then, yeah, it did affect land values. We're kind of on the cusp right now because cattle prices have really started to increase probably within the last few months to maybe a year. And so seeing the results of that, it lags behind a little bit, but I'd say we're stable to a little bit better. And I think we'll probably see those conditions improve, particularly with the direction we're seeing or the trajectory of the cattle markets right now. So I got a feeling there's going to be some optimism and some people looking for opportunities out there. So I would say we'll stay stable and probably see it increase over, I'd say, the next few months to the next year or so.
When it comes to rangelands and pastures, farmers are looking for two favorable types.
Yeah, when you look at the different characteristics of the pasture lands that we have, particularly where I'm at in Central California, the lower elevations are probably more desirable to the producer. They're more open, less trees, less rock. The feed strength is a lot better down in the lower elevations. Now, as you get up higher into the trees and rocks, that type of thing, that's more cow country, and the lower country is more versatile. So that's the most preferred areas that you'd like to be in as far as when you're running cows.
Estosa looks where he lives in his area of California. He says timely spring rains improve the quality of rangelands and pastures. This turnaround that they're seeing could be something that is seen as the drought starts to let go in the Western Plains as well.
As compared to last year, the last couple of years with the drought conditions that we've been under, it looks really good. We come back to old feed every year, what we call old feed, turn the cows out on, and we put stocker cattle out on those too. But pasture conditions are much, much better this year than we've seen in the past. Stock water wise, probably even more important. We're really looking good as far as that goes. So compared to the last couple of years, very, very good around here.
In his neck of the woods, calving season is finishing up and those grasslands are becoming in high demand because the cattle need someplace to go. We have more on this story at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.